Okay, so we're outside St. Patrick's Cathedral again. The men are still inside. It's past 7 o'clock, and it looked like there was supposed to be a raid from the police to go in and take the men. It was reports that 10 of the Afghani men were threatening to commit suicide if that happened, and apparently they were ready with nooses and stuff like that. So I'm here with someone who's been in and over the last few days. So could you just tell us a little bit of the situation at the moment? And it's now, I think, about 8 or 9 o'clock.
Well, it's now around 9 o'clock, and basically there doesn't look like there'll be any action to remove the men tonight, and the basis for that would be that it's a Friday night and the Gardaí will be doing their drunk patrol around town. And we've heard rumours from a few journalists that, you know, it's not going to happen till first thing tomorrow morning, and we've also heard from somebody who contacted the Gardaí that it wouldn't be till 4 o'clock in the morning. So whatever time it'll happen late at night rather than now.
So you're convinced that they are going to storm and try to pull out the men?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they'll storm. The media have reported that the men have barricaded themselves in, which is utter nonsense. The Gardaí have had a presence in the cathedral since the very beginning. Basically, the situation at the moment is the men are back on terror strike since about 6 o'clock this morning, or 6 o'clock today.
Is this all men?
All men. No, there's no women in there.
Well, it's no, but all the men, not just some of them.
Yeah, all the men are back on terror strike. They have stated, at the same time they were telling us that, they were saying that they don't want to talk to anyone anymore and they're just preparing themselves for death. Now, their state of mind is such that we really, really fear them. We believed them since the start that they were more than prepared to starve and dehydrate themselves to death. You remain even more convinced, especially considering that they've been on this hunger strike for 6 days, 3 of which they've been on a terror strike. Their state of mind is very, very worrying. Their determination added to this state of mind just basically convinces us that there will be deaths.
Okay, and I definitely feel that as well from talking with all the people who've come out. They're saying they will definitely do it. They are absolutely committed to this. The argument that we're hearing is that the men are taking this drastic measure because they feel that if they're sent back to Afghanistan that they will face torture and then death. For people who don't really understand the background and the kind of what's going on, could you tell us a little bit about the actual process, the asylum seeking process, what these men have gone through, and how they've ended up taking such drastic measures?
Okay, to actually directly quote one of the men from inside, they've described the asylum system as psychological and emotional and psychological torture. They most of them have not gone through the full procedures of the asylum case. What they have done is they've been left in limbo. They have held protests.
This is for like a number of years or weeks?
Some of them have been a number of years. Some of them are only here recently, but they're all here in solidarity with each other. They are all here because they know what the situation is like in Afghanistan, and they all are here because they have been brutalized by the asylum system. Now basically they've campaigned since December. They've had protests in December, they've contacted the Department of Justice, they've contacted government TDs, they've contacted Michael McDowell. This has been a process that has been ongoing for quite a few months. They didn't come to this decision on a spur of a moment. They came to this decision to go on hunger and terror strike because they felt that they had been constantly ignored, and they felt that they had no other choice. They are adamant that they would rather die in Ireland in a Church of God rather than go home to Afghanistan and be tortured and then killed. They are not members of the Taliban. They are not Islamic fundamentalists. The Taliban are still active fighting Afghanistan. If there were Taliban, they'd still be there. If they're Islamic fundamentalists, they would not step inside a Christian church. It is utter nonsense what has been put out there by some of the media. And basically the worry is that some of their personal stories haven't come out because the men are wary of putting their personal stories out in the media and were getting back to Afghanistan and worried would there be any repercussions for people they know or their clan or their tribe or just their local area.
And in terms of for people who just don't know what the situation in Afghanistan, like here, hear like the picture that seems to be portrayed as, you know, the US went in and they sorted out the business over there and they're marshalling and bringing democracy supposedly to Afghanistan. But the truth of our, the story that we also hear is that they're going in and secured a pipeline and they're more or less guarding a pipeline and just letting the Afghani tribes butcher each other.
Yeah, I mean, that is the truth. Now, I mean, anti-war activists have been saying that since before the bombing of Afghanistan, that America was just going in for the oil. In fact, that's true. I mean, apart from Kabul, it's a basic war zone with no American troops. And basically the situation is, we've seen in the media recently that it's now at its bloodiest stage since the invasion of Afghanistan. I mean, these men have come from Afghanistan and these men have come seeking our help. These men are actually, when I was in there yesterday, were gathered underneath a plaque commemorating Irishmen who died in Afghanistan during the colonization of Afghanistan in the 19th century. We've also helped the US forces attack Afghanistan by refueling them in Shannon. We do have a duty under international law. We do have a duty on the basis of our own humanity. We are meant to be a Christian country, and unfortunately we've seen quite a few locals come down and spout the most vile racist abuse imaginable. Now, we also have had locals who've come down and offered fantastic support, but at this situation, this situation is going to get worse. My worry now is that men are going to die, and that when body bags are going to be drawn out, the situation is going to get very, very tense, worse, and there's going to be trouble. I think on the main Garda roadblock. It's the main Garda roadblock. It's going to be.
Okay. I know this is very distressing, but it's important to just try to get the truth about this situation out to as many people as possible and as quickly as possible, because what's being fed to people, you know, the lies about Taliban and stuff like that, and the lack of information about the actual, you know, the fact that people within the asylum seeking process resigned over the lack of transparency and stuff like that, you know, these aren't facts that you're hearing in the media. Like, there's manipulation going on. So, just back to the story, if the men are grabbed and sent back, like, what sort of fate awaits them? Like, what will they be sent back to Kabul and then processed there? Or, you know, what are they afraid of, and how are they working over there at the moment?
They're not working over there.
So do they just land in an airport and are immediately grabbed by authorities?
I mean, there is no authorities. I mean, there's warlords in Afghanistan. There's no authorities. I mean, if they get deported, like, how are they going to be deported? Are they going to be brought down to Shannon and given to the US troops in exchange for fuel?
Yeah.
I mean, the situation in Afghanistan, I mean, it's just warlords fighting amongst each other, all thanks to imperial forces, not just recently, but historically as well. If these men are deported, because it's such a tribal system, if they can't get safely back to the region that they are from, they will be attacked by other locals.
For sectarian issues.
It's a tribal issues. Like, it's basically, you know, the divide and conquer rule that the imperial forces had. Like, use one sector of the population against the other.
Yeah,
and that's still been ongoing. Now, this has been going on for quite a while. The men are in no doubt that if they go back, that they will be killed. And
okay. So just moving, it's starting to rain here. Oh, sorry, what?
Justice is in with them, according to this gentleman.
Do you want to tell, this is an audio update that's going online in a few minutes. Would you like to just say a brief?
Just heard from our side, to tell them to stay, the youngest people, to leave them, stay here. The youngest people, to leave them, stay here.
They're going to let them stay?
I don't know, but they said to them, They let them stay here, I think so.
Okay, so that's the word at the moment is that the miners are being allowed to stay. They're being granted asylum.
Yeah, I don't know yet, but they should let them stay here because.
Okay. But still, there's men ready.
They speak on here now.
Okay. And just before we go, is there any other updates that anybody would like to tell us, sir? No. Okay. Well, thanks very much, anyway.